And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday, the 9th of October, 2017. It's the birthday of Jill Kerr Conway, born in New South Wales, Australia, 1934. Father was a sheep rancher. She grew up in isolation on a sheep ranch, far, far from town. She became a sheep hand on the ranch, checking fences and prodding sheep from one paddock to another. Went off to college, studied history, and then spent 10 years as the president of Smith College, first woman to hold that position. She's the author of The Road from Kurrain and A Woman's Education. Jill Kerr Conway, who said, "You never know what you'll want to write until it starts writing itself in your head." It was on this day the Washington Monument was opened to the public. It had been 40 years in the building from 1848, opened on this day 1888. At the time, 550 feet high, it was the tallest building in the world. It's the birthday of James Howe McClure, born 1939, Johannesburg, South Africa, a journalist and a crime novelist. He wrote a series of crime novels in the Kramer and Zondi series set in South Africa, two detectives, one Afrikaner and one Zulu, and then wrote a couple of nonfiction books about police in Liverpool and police in San Diego. James Howe McClure, who said, "I long, long, long ago thought the finest thing to be is an entertainer, with tons of funny things to say. If people find lots more in my work, that's great. But if they just read and have a good laugh, that's fine for me." And it's the birthday of the composer Camille Saint-Saëns, born in Paris, 1835. Wrote 13 operas, of which the most famous, really the only one much performed, was Samson and Delilah. Toured frequently, playing his piano concertos all over Europe and the United States, accompanied by a servant and his pet dogs. Saint-Saëns, who said, "I like good company, but I like hard work even better." Here's a poem for today by Jeff Coomer, entitled 6 Inches. 1 minute I'm meandering down a country road on a magnificent fall day, lost in thought, radio playing, and the next minute I feel my wheels on the loose gravel of the shoulder. There's a deafening bang, and I'm climbing out of what's left of my car. The cop who came to investigate was pretty sure I'd been speeding, but settled for lecturing me about how lucky I was to walk away from such a crash, that I'd be dead if my car had hit the tree just 6 inches further to the left. Anyone could see that what he said was true, but it also struck me as I stood there watching his car flash red and blue that it was equally true the accident would not have happened at all if a raging storm some 60 years ago hadn't blown an acorn 6 inches closer to the road than where it would have landed on a day as sunny and calm as the one we were in. It was a point I thought deserved serious exploration, though perhaps not just then, I decided, with 100 birds singing their tiny hearts out overhead and the sky raining down yellow leaves, and definitely not with the cop. 6 Inches, a poem by Jeff Coomer from A Potentially Quite Remarkable Thursday, published by Last Leaf Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Home Advisor, matching homeowners with background-checked professionals for home projects from minor repairs to major remodels. See homeowner reviews, compare prices, and book appointments at homeadvisor.com. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.